FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
I can't believe that you reckon you can do Ninja Warrior. That is just insane.
I could.
No, you can't.
It's the kind of thing that I am just good at.
Ollie, you've got a great physique. Do Ninja Warrior.
I can do what Ninja Warrior. I have a great physique. I am athletic. I'm quite light, but I can hold my own body weight. That's what it's all about.
That's ridiculous.
Get me on the show. If you can get me onto that course,
yeah,
I'll prove it to you.
Okay.
Great cross promotion for the show. They'll be loving it. Getting our exposure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay. Let's get naughty, Tom. Let's get sexy. We did push back homemade videos from last night's show, and we'll hopefully get to if you make homemade videos. But right now, I've been doing some research in conjunction with Bedshed. We got together.
Hang on, is this an ad?
Put our heads together. No, the Bedshed is obviously sounds like an ad. They funded a study into whether Aussies have lost a spark in the bedroom.
Oh.
And up next, we're going to hear from Jackie Opie, who is an older lady. Mm. She's 46 years old, married for 25 years. And she has a unique scenario at home, but she's keeping it sexy in a number of ways. We're going to hear from her and work out how you can keep your sex life tracking along healthily.
Let me guess, all thanks to Bedshed.
All thanks to Bedshed. Thanks to those guys.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Ida Cold Chisel. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
You drunk?
No, I just came running back from the bathroom and just got a whole bunch of energy.
Oh, great. Well, 2 hours into the show, so good you've shown up now.
Man, it's a big third hour. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Tom, we are in the business of making sure people's sex lives are going as best they can, aren't we? We encourage...
Yeah, I personally make sure.
You make sure your boyfriend has a good sex life because you're not the player you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're settling down.
Totally.
But we love all things when it comes to communication, when it comes to knowing what you're into, fetishes.
Yeah.
And to this end, I've gone to the next level of improving your sex life and I've found a love tutor. I've found someone who it's their job to literally manipulate and improve people's lives so that their sexual intimacy is the best it can be.
Lovely.
So let's meet her now. We've got Jackie on the phone. Good evening, Jackie.
Hey, Tom and Ollie. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jackie.
What a great title, Love Tutor is.
I made it up myself because there wasn't one around and I thought the world needs a love tutor.
Yeah, nice.
I've had tutors at uni, but they weren't love tutors, unfortunately.
You wanted some of them to be, didn't you?
Would have been happy with that, but that's okay.
You sicko.
Jackie, we found you in conjunction with this study that came from Bedshed. Got any guys at Bedshed? They were talking about why some Aussies have lost the spark in the bedroom. Now, Jackie, I might just throw a few out here and get your thoughts on them. Netflix and chill is happening too much, but too much Netflix going on in the bedroom and not enough of sex. That's a common thing these days?
It is a common thing, and I'm really excited that Bedshed have done the studies that they have. And I looked through the stats today, and I wasn't surprised to see that Netflix features better in the bedroom than sex does.
Mm.
There's more Netflix than sex happening.
No way.
Absolutely.
It's a hard comparison to make, but I trust you. I trust your numbers, Jackie. All right, let's go on. Let's make.
I
some
love
more.
This one. 22% of people claim to have gone through their partner's bedside drawers.
Well, I have to confess, I'm guilty of that. I'm
Jackie.
I am.
How does that fit in with the tip?
What do you mean?
I guess it's a
trust thing.
It's a trust thing.
Well,
yeah,
have you gone through Sarah's bedside drawer to find out what's in there?
I've gone through there because I know what's in there.
Oh, Ollie!
The toy that I want to use.
Oh, God.
While she's away.
Okay.
But further to the things that are holding us back, Jackie, it says here that toys in the bedroom, not sexy toys, phones. 60% of people are taking their phones to bed.
Yeah, 5.2 million Aussies.
Do you reckon,
huge.
That's common. I mean, I take it to bed because it charges by the bed. But I guess it links in with the Netflix stuff. It's just screens are sapping us of our sexual energy.
Completely. And the toughest thing with this is, I mean, some adult toys are even being connected to our mobile phones. So some people will use the excuse, my phone's the mobile device for my toy. So
whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like Tommy's Apple Watch.
Okay, mate. Yeah, I take that off to go to sleep. Only 14% of couples spoon at night. I'm a spooner. I like to spoon, but sometimes I just also go, okay, mate, go to your side of the bed. Why aren't we spooning anymore as much anymore?
Well, how big is your bed? Like, I, you know, when we look
at... I'm a queen.
You're a queen, okay?
Yes.
Yes. Well, at the moment, I'm a king.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm in a... mixing it up here.
Yeah.
I'm in a king-size bed, staying at a friend's place at the moment, away from home. And I've realized over the last 3 or 4 weeks that my husband and I have not been spooning because the bed's too bloody big. Like, we've got to make this huge rollover to get to each other.
Yeah. It's so what's the ideal size for spooning, you reckon?
Well, I think a single bed would be perfect, really. But...
No.
Well, a bed shed could help out with...
I see what's going on there. All right, okay, yeah, fair enough.
I'd be going for a king, though.
Okay,
I'd be heading down to bed.
We're not selling bed. This is not a... Bed shed's not paying us to do any of this shit.
It's a freebie.
So why are we talking about bed shed so
much? Okay, I'm going to get Jackie's tips, the Love Tutor's tips, pretty soon. But also, one more stat here. Too many people are going to bed with a third member, and I'm not talking about a sexy threesome. I'm talking about pets.
We've talked about sleeping with your dog.
Yeah, but dogs, cats, even kids, these things must all get in the way of a good time, Jackie.
They do definitely get in the way of a good time. And the challenge here is to change habits really early on, because once that dog settled in or the kids are used to coming into the bedroom, it's really hard to change that.
Yeah.
Jackie, I want to ask you about your situation at home up next. Do you mind sticking around?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
But also, while we've got you on the phone, Jackie's a love tutor. So 133353, if you've got questions about love or intimacy, get involved. 133353, you can ask Jackie any question you'd like.
Maybe she can improve your sex life. Get things going.
I'm fine.
Oh, there he is. Small man syndrome again. Oh. Shutting off.
Oh, big dickhead syndrome over there. 133353, if you've got questions about love or intimacy. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, give us a call. Don't cry. Guns N' Roses, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a fun Tuesday night.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
You can always get involved on the socials as well, at Tom and Ollie across Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. Chrissy, big shout out to her, who's driving home from a shit date and says that we crack her up, made it worth it just for the drive home.
Oh, on you, Chrissy. Well, get involved on social media at Facebook, Tom and Ollie, to, if you're shy, speak to us about getting your sex life happening, because we've got love tutor Jackie Opie here, who is, look, Jackie, you're 46 years old, you've been married for 25 years, and you proudly say that you've got a very healthy sex life. Is that right?
I do, absolutely, and I'm very proud of it.
How do you do this with two live-in sons?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that can be super challenging, but I think it's more embarrassing these days for them than it is for me.
Really?
I would agree with that. Yeah. Why are they at home still?
Because it's too comfortable. It's way too comfy for them at home.
Don't tell me you're cooking for them as well, Jackie.
Oh, hell no.
Good.
Do they ever, I mean, if you're talking openly about how great your sex life is, that must get awkward for them.
Surely they'd move out.
Yeah.
I started this strategy around, you know, when they got to about 16, and sex was a very open conversation in our household because it wasn't like that when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And I thought that was one way of getting rid of them. But they seem to, you know, learn from the conversations, and they're quite happy where they are.
Well, 133353 is our number. If you want to speak to Jackie, maybe you want to put a problem to her. For example, I was reading in this study we've been talking about, point is made about money being an issue. People worry about money as they lie in bed, and that can even be a detractor from sex. So if you get your money sorted out, that can help. So things like that,
just
Jackie,
get your money sorted.
Yeah, easy to do.
Good tip, Ollie.
It is easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit.
It is. But you know, with that as well, guys, it's like choosing where to have the conversation. Don't talk about money in bed. Like those sorts of conversations, keep them out of the bedroom. The bedroom's for intimacy, sexuality, you know. And when we try to cross the lines, it's like it gets boring.
Yeah. Unless you're flicking money like sexually over people, you know, when you get a stack and
with
you really...
Genuine's pony behind it, just being like, yeah, make it rain.
That's fun. Jackie, what are your...
If that happens, invite me over.
Okay. All right. We'll do.
We've got your details. So what are your other go-to tips generally for people who are not getting enough action?
Look, the biggest thing that happens in long-term relationships is people get so complacent, and so it's getting exciting. Like, do things like flirting, and people think that flirting and foreplay starts in the bedroom. This stuff needs to happen all day long. So if you're in a relationship, send your lover a text like, hey, babe, can't wait to get home tonight, and you know, something that's going to start sparking them up way before they get into the bedroom, so that they've got that, you know, that kind of excitement before anything happens.
Ollie sent a very interesting picture of himself to his girlfriend the other day, didn't you, Ollie?
on the wrong phone. I did. I think you're right. And I think I do this sometimes, try and engage or initiate some sexual activity in places where it probably won't actually eventuate, like in the car or
like
something.
Like on a school bus. No, sorry, that's weird. No.
Yeah, you mean obviously as adults.
Yeah.
Jackie, you know, I like in the car, for example, it's not going to happen there, but at least you're getting your body parts feeling like, oh, maybe this is going to happen. And then you've already got that ball rolling, don't you?
Exactly right. And like the car, it could be public transport. It could be somewhere where you're sitting at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to create that excitement. I mean, otherwise, because you can imagine, right, 25 years of marriage, I thought by now I would have covered everything, but things can be super fun and super exciting, especially when you know and have that connection with each other.
If you've got a question for Jackie, 133353. Jackie, we're talking to Jackie Opie as well, who is a love tutor. You can, she's got an online course as well, Intimacy Transformation, JackieOpie.com. It's her blog.
Monogamy, Jackie, thoughts on how this can be made the most of and not be a detractor?
Well, I don't, have you guys heard of the phrase monogamish?
Oh, my God. I was bringing this up the other day, Jackie.
Oh, are you?
Oh, monogamish. It's the newfound phrase, isn't it?
It's the newfound phrase. There's actually a movie out. I've been trying to get my hands on it, but it's not available in Australia yet that I know of legally. Look, monogamy is really interesting, right? 25 years, I never in my life thought that I would be in one relationship, same guy for 25 years without being bored out of my brain.
Yeah.
And what's been really interesting is some of the principles that are coming out in monogamish is what I've been practicing in my relationship for a really long time. So monogamish is the version of...
Well, hang on, Jackie, let's go to a song. Let's go to AC/DC. If you mind sticking around, I want to hear about monogamish right after this.
And I mean, Jackie's a mum of two kids living at home. She's married 25 years. I'd love to hear how monogamish works in that environment.
133353.
Mum, who's his friend over here?
Yeah, true. 133353. If you do have a question for Jackie, get in touch. We'll find out what monogamish is after this. Oh, AC/DC, baby, please don't go. You're with Tom and Ollie. Triple M. It's what Ollie says to his girlfriend every night. Baby, please don't go. AC/DC, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Obviously, Muddy Waters play that song first, Tom, but Akadaka covering it there. Yeah. Obviously, I said.
Yeah, obviously.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Does Seth sing Born in the USA every time he comes home?
He wasn't born in the USA.
Oh, where was he born?
Panama. Actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So many songs.
So many things. We'll get to your homemade videos very soon. But if you've just joined us, we've got Jackie Opie on the phone. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for sticking around. You're a love tutor. You can head to JackieOpie.com if you want to find out more about her online intimacy transformations. But we're talking about this this term monogamish. And if you've got any questions, 133353 for Jackie. But Jackie, what is this term monogamish?
If you're in a couple and you want Jackie to help your love life, and let's really make this clear here.
Yeah, right.
Jackie's the one to go to. So 133353. But you're right, Tom. Monogamish did prick our ears, particularly yours, before that song. Jackie, what is monogamish?
There's a couple of different versions around, right? So it was initially coined a couple of years ago by an editor online, Dan Savage, and he runs a relationship and sex column.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so some people believe that monogamish is where you have a relationship and you are open to bringing other people into that relationship to include them in your intimacy.
Okay.
And then there's other people like myself who think monogamish is more about the thought of bringing somebody else into a relationship, but you never actually do it. So it's like you talk about it. So you might be sitting at a restaurant and you might check out a waiter to, you know, pretty hot, and your partner sees you checking them out and goes, oh, would you like to take them home? And you have a conversation about it, but you never actually do anything with it.
Okay, it's a nice little testing the waters there. And so maybe you'd role play with, you know, back at home, you know, oh, if you're that waiter, what would you do? That kind of thing.
Exactly. So you kind of go home as the waiter, like the pretend person that, you know. And it's about keeping the excitement alive. And it can also be a way of really building trust inside of a relationship. So it's something you can have a lot of fun with.
Yeah.
But be warned, guys, you've got to do your research on it, because the minute you open your relationship up to other people, there's so many other things that come with it. So be prepared.
Yeah. Well, you're married for 25 years now, Jackie. I mean, someone at your situation and even your friends and stuff, would that be quite a surprise, do you think, for anyone to find out that you were just bringing people into, you know, have a bit of fun? Do you think it'll be received in a funny way?
I think people would be shocked, especially my family. And it's so I'm quite conventional in my relationship, as in I stick to monogamy. So I'm monogamous inside of my relationship, but no judgment here. Like, for some people it works brilliantly. For myself and my husband, Craig, we're really happy with the intimacy that we have inside of our relationship, and we're very creative and we explore a lot inside of that space.
Nice. We're speaking to Jackie Opie, Love Tutor. If you've got a question for her, 1-333-53. We've got Kathy on the phone. Good evening, Kathy.
Hi there.
What's your question for Jackie?
Okay, so my partner and I have been together just over 12 months. And we're having, I've always had to initiate the sex, and I don't live with him, but it's sort of every 3 or 4, sometimes longer, weeks before we actually have sex. It's always sort of been that way. I've tried to confront him, but I'm not very confident in speaking about it either. So it's sort of been through messages, and he's like, oh, we'll work on it. Or, you know, there's always an excuse though, and it just sort of never gets anywhere. And I just, you know, it's becoming a bit of an issue for me.
Mm. Okay. Kathy, thank you so much for your courage, because it takes a lot of courage, right, to jump on radio and say that. So first of all, hats off to you, girl. Mm. The other thing is, it's, you know, this belief, right, that men are meant to have a bigger, stronger, bolder sex drive than women. And that is not always the case. Sometimes women can have a stronger sex drive than the person that they're in a relationship with. So that's the first thing. There is nothing wrong with either of you. That's really, really important to understand. So what you have is a mismatch in your sexual desires by the sounds of it. Now, I've got a question for you. When you are in the space of being intimate with each other, these 3 to 4 weeks when it does come up, does he seem responsive towards you when you are making love? Is it something he enjoys doing?
Yes and no. Like, I mean, there has been a time when I was trying to initiate and he actually got up and was like, oh, you know, it's time to get up type thing. And I was like, okay. And so I was sort of like, you know, then that's also put my confidence down in actually wanting to initiate as well, because I don't want to have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But other times, yeah, no, he does seem to enjoy it. I don't know whether he's also not as experienced, like...
By the way, you are listening to Tom and Ollie. We're just sitting here listening to this happen. But Jackie, you're doing a great job. Kathy, you're doing an amazing job sharing.
Jackie, what do you think is the best bet for Kathy here?
Listen, I think you've got to get rid of the mobile phone. This is not a text message situation. Sit eyeball to eyeball with each other and start off by saying, whatever your emotions are, whatever you're feeling around it, talk openly about how you're feeling. No blame here, because nobody is wrong in the situation. Just get really confident and comfortable with having the conversation around intimacy and sexuality, because this will be, if it's an issue for you now, this early on in the relationship, it's going to be an issue forever.
Yeah, so I've always banned the text conversation when talking about anything serious. I've always said, if you want to talk about something serious, we need to actually sit down and have the conversation, because too often you can get... You know, you can get swayed. You can read a text message different to what the intention was, and that's never a good thing. So I hope that helps, Kathy. Thank you so much for sharing as well, Jackie. This has been amazing. We'll get you stick around for one more. 1-333-53. If you've got a question for Love Tutor Jackie Opie,
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Tom, we've been talking about getting that bedroom really steaming up, really getting fire in the bedroom with Love Tutor Jackie Opie, who married for 25 years but still keeping it sexy, keeping it fun. Jackie, thanks for your time and your expertise in this area.
Such a pleasure.
You can head to jackieopie.com. She offers an online course called Intimacy Transformation, if you'd like to know more as well.
Beautiful stuff. But Jackie, before you go, we're going to move on to our next question, as we have questions on this show. And that is about homemade videos, making homemade videos, pornography, whatever you want to call it. Have you ever dabbled in this kind of thing?
I have, and I've had a lot of fun with it as well.
Cool.
Okay.
With your husband?
With my husband, yes.
What do you reckon? My...
I think it can be so much fun. It does. It's very much around trust.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that I can say, guys, would if you do it, just make sure that you are protected. Protect yourself. That's the key.
Yeah.
From stuff ending up online, because we know that this happens, and some people want it to happen, but I'm one of those people that doesn't want that to happen.
I was thinking of helmets for a second there. I was like, why is it so dangerous to, you know, protect you? Or condoms? I'm like, well, you're married, so. But Jackie, that's a good point. If you're making videos, be careful. Thank you, Jackie. We're going to leave you there, and we're going to press on with this one. 1-333-53. Have you made homemade videos? videos.
X-rated videos at home in the bedroom.
Getting the camera out. Maybe they're just the basic iPhone.
Oh, 133353, get involved. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Firewood and candles, Paul Kelly. Triple M's Tom and Ollie here. Hey, we want to know if you've ever made an X-rated video in the bedroom. Have you done the homemade video, Ollie? You did one solo.
I have done a regrettable solo video that I wish to never think about again. The moment took me. Maybe you were in a similar situation with a partner, though.
133353. Have you made an X-rated video? We want to hear from you. It's Naughty After Nine. It's Triple M. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Aerosmith. Yeah, baby. Ragdoll. Aerosmith. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Of course, Firewood and Candles before that. Do you want me to play Content Warning here, Ollie?
Yeah.
A Tom and Ollie Content Warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Got to say it, Tom, I'm pretty surprised that no one out there, no one has made a sexy homemade video.
It's weird, isn't it?
Come on. Mm. You're supposed to be Triple M listeners. You're supposed to be edgy, cool, you know, getting amongst it, having fun, living life, having a life to tell.
I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah. It's awkward.
Uh-huh.
It's awkward, isn't it? When you make a naughty video at home.
You've made a real one. Okay, 133353, last chance. We're also going to move on.
Didn't have a story or anything. It's just been, you know, I've just said yes. Well, you can film me.
Well, of course, it had no story. You can't do narrative. You're not very good at creating narratives, but you're just good at flopping it out and getting it done.
Okay.
How did you do it? Who was it with?
Oh, it'll be like a little sexy Snapchat. You know. Just like, and then you can snap it to your partner, like you're in the moment. So I would like snap it.
But what have you filmed? You filmed yourself with the partner?
Yes.
With a real camera or an iPhone?
iPhone.
So short.
I'm not setting up like a film camera.
Well, you own one. You did a film and TV course.
I don't own one anymore, mate.
You may as well.
I do not own a proper camera anymore.
Yeah, but you've done a filming course. You're the one. You're the one kind of person who potentially would be setting up a camera.
Yeah, but I don't want to be turning my sexual experiences into Spielberg masterpieces.
Why not? Get some great lighting, get some special effects.
No, that's a step that I don't want to take.
So what you did was more of a short piece, short form.
Short, very short film.
Portrait mode, so phones upright.
Very short film.
Was it to share amongst just the two of you?
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't go anywhere.
Just to watch it back.
Oh, and how was watching it back?
It's all right. It wasn't too bad. Okay. It's kind of sexy, you know? It's like, oh, wow, this is me at my intimate.
When I did it, Tom, the best part was the
fact that you're alone and nobody else is around you filmed yourself solo?
No, the best part was just the feeling that you were being filmed. Watching back was cringe.
The voyeuristic sensation.
Well, just the feeling that this is sexy and it's being captured, but watching it back was horrible.
Mark on 133353, you've done it?
Oh, many times, guys, many times.
Oh, okay. Well, how often are you doing this? Like every time you're having the dirty?
No. Just the wife and I. Eventually, every now and then, maybe every 6 months, you want to spice it up and want to revisit.
Yeah,
and that erotica of the old days and get it on.
And how serious is the camera setup?
Well, it's pretty good. The GoPros these days give you a good option. So you just run those bad boys because you can just pass around like a little yo-yo and you get everything you want.
Oh, the GoPro is a great idea.
It's a roving camera.
Yeah. It's waterproof. It can handle all the shower action straight to the bedroom and all the lubes, so you got no problems at all.
Bit of POV.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And do you share these with anyone or is it just for you?
Just for us. We just get a buzz out of it. So when you want to get back there, you can do it again and again and again. Well, the hardest thing is to work out, obviously, lighting and everything else. It's not as easy as you think to get the shot you really want.
That's why they make some money.
You could do a course that Tom did, 3 years of film and TV. Yeah. But Mark, are you a bit like me in that the filming it was the fun part? Do you watch it back? I find there's no real time to watch it back.
Yeah, well, you got to spend a bit of time editing because obviously there's a lot of shake, a lot of throwing around. You can't really watch it the way you want to watch it. But once you edit it and get it going the way you want, it's pretty good. It's just, like you said, it's a bit hard, more work than you think to get the angle you want because if you're not hung as well as you thought you were, it's not going to be a good shot. Yeah.
And, Mark, how many edited videos do you have of yourself, do you reckon?
Probably 50.
50?
Wow.
Wouldn't be a bad gig if you could actually do it to help people out because a third person would be great if you trust someone.
Yeah, right, an actual filming person. I'd do that. I'd film people doing it. Why not?
Of course you would. You're a thirsty pig.
Oh, don't say that.
Mine didn't need any editing. It was just one shot, 30 seconds, too easy.
Thank you very much for sharing, Mark. Are you like Mark? Have you filmed yourself in the bedroom? 133353. I mean, that's a pretty big setup that Mark was doing, the editing and everything.
I forgot about editing. I forgot that'd be a thing.
Yeah.
If you just have one big, you know, master shot, as we call it, Tom in the industry,
yeah,
you wouldn't need to edit.
Nah.
But it'd be, wouldn't be a great angle,
it'd be
would
boring,
it? Yeah.
133353 X-rated home videos. Give us a call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Everlong, Foo Fighters, Triple M. Of course. It's Tom and Ollie. Hey, not really a show on tomorrow night because of the state of origin. Of course, game three, the game that doesn't matter.
Oh, the you know, dead
it's
rubber.
It's already been won, but yeah, we'll be
like
on
our show. The show doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll be on for an hour in Melbourne. So if you're in Melbourne, well, you're welcome. If you're everywhere else, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
but you'll be able to catch it up on the podcast and stuff. Enjoy, by the Triple M app.
Enjoy the origin.
Yeah, totally.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
And then again, it's another weird one on Thursday. There's no Melbourne,
no
Adelaide.
Cares,
it's just Sydney, Brisbane. It's
moving
just
on. Whatever. We're talking about naughty home videos. Who's made one? Who's got amongst it? 133353. Be quick if you can, and we'll sneak you in with your naughty vids.
We've both done it, which is interesting.
I haven't really done it, Tom. I've done, you know, I've had a sad moment. I've had a crisis moment where I feel myself having a solo fap, and it was not pretty. It's pretty sad. But so you've done it. Good on you. But you haven't done it properly.
Hang on, you haven't, have you? You've not filmed yourself at all having intercourse?
No.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Because you've got to say, hey, do you mind me getting a camera out? I don't know.
You've been in a relationship for 7 years, though, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a great set of mirrors. Don't need a camera.
A mirror
I
is
can
good.
I can see it all playing out in real time.
Oh, bumping uglies.
It's excellent.
Literally.
It's excellent.
Yeah, mirrors are good. I don't mind a mirror.
When I've got a three-door mirror, wardrobe
mirror.
Wardrobe. And when one of the mirrors is blocked by the other one, I'm missing a section of the pitch of the portrait.
Yeah.
I've got to say, sorry, I've got to stop to my girlfriend and go and fix it. Otherwise, it's lacking.
Oh, TMI. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, buddy. Have you made an X-rated home video?
Mate, yeah, I've. Just to let you know that my wife is actually a religious person. She goes to church every Sunday and does all the religious stuff, and I'm not, mate. I'm a concreter by trade, and I'd never ever stepped a foot in church. And mate, we're sort of a bit open. We've been together 5 years now, and you know, you sort of do the bits and pieces that go along with it, and it's like, what it looks like. So we decided to put the phone up on the wardrobe there one night and take a bit of a snapshot, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
probably about a week later. My partner's phone got a couple of text messages through one of the church group. Oh, she decided to have a look at it, and she decided to explore a little bit further while she had her hands on the phone and found some photos and, oh, there's videos here, and she come across our one and,
oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Those innocent church-minded people.
Oh, mate.
They are just thinking about good deeds and good Samaritans, and they've
the
got
good
that.
Lord, and the good Lord, and they got your good Lord. Happening right in front of their face.
Murder, she wrote, not to happen, that it was actually a daughter in hand. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, did you have to then, was your partner pretty like, okay, never again, that's bad?
Well, pretty much, but if it ever happens again, it's sort of just sort of kept between us and we delete it straight away if we watch it a couple of days later or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the moment sort of spoiled, so it's like, okay, no.
But if you do it again, a bit of a naughty church girl kind of video is pretty fun, don't you think?
I tell you what, mate, I think I've made a bit of a bad girl out of being a concreter and that. Yeah. And the boys say to me, you know, what's your wife like? Nah, mate, she's straight up the pole. She's not no good. Other than they don't really know the truth.
Mate, everyone knows that those concreters, Tom, they're pretty crazy. Concreters by trade.
Yeah,
you mentioned it twice.
Yeah, tell me.
You love a bit of concrete?
Good hard concreter. You know, like built.
Strong. Like a brick shit house.
Huh? Huh? Hey, Justin.
How you going?
Good, mate. Your mate's had his vids leaked.
Yeah, basically, one of my mates a couple of years ago, he was about 22 at the time, got on the video chat with some girl, or what he thought was a girl, started kind of, you know, playing with himself on that and then sent some videos through. Oh, ended up being a couple of guys. What they did was they came out and they said, you're going to have to pay us. It was a really specific number. The only reason I remember it, because it was so specific, it was $673 that you have to pay him. He didn't pay it. So what they did was they made a fake account of his and then added all his friends and then posted the video.
It's so horrible. What kind of person would do that? It's just...
Well, a month later, he moved to Japan, the guy.
Yeah. Because he was so traumatized.
Yeah, basically, yeah. He didn't want to say it. Like, we all helped him through it and all that jazz. Like, it was funny at first, but, like, of course, when, you know, you see your guy down, you don't want to kind of kick it. You don't want to kick a guy when he's down, of course. And he just moved and he kind of has to start coming back. So it's been about 2 years now.
Yeah, that's a horrible story. And you have heard those types of stories. So just make sure you protect yourself online because there are catfishers out there, people who aren't who they say that they are.
It would be so humiliating, wouldn't it? But thankfully, I think the law is on the side of, you know, good people. If you do that now, you face a lot of the law book. I would say jail time would be coming at you.
Protect yourself. If you film yourself, protect yourself.
Always wear a helmet.
What?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
See ya. That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.